time. Let's see if we can find Bill Lee. Red Sox pitching legend Bill Lee. We found him. He is in Connecticut. Bill, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I'm hunting Burmese pythons that have escaped from the swamp here.
Really?
Wow.
No. That would be Florida if I was there. Yeah, I watch the radar every day, and it just starts out the same way, and it warms up. I was at the ball game for the Yard Goats, and it rained out Saturday, and then first game got in five innings, and then, boy, did it come down and pour. I guess that stuff from Lynn finally made it south.
Yeah, it's crazy. The whole East Coast is kind of underwater. The left coast is
on fire.
Yep. If only we could get the two together, it would be all right.
Exactly.
Yeah, we could put it out somewhere around Chicago.
Yeah, I think so. Now, Bill, you know, it is International Left-Handers Day, so it's nice that we're talking to you. Lefties are always a little bit different.
Wow, is it really?
Yeah.
Well, gosh darn, I should play left-handed today. I'm playing in the Calhoun. You know, the kid from Dorchester that took UConn to all those championships. He's there with Billy Packard and, you know, all the really good basketball coaches, I hope.
Excellent. All right. Now, Chris Sale came off the DL and pitched yesterday. Looked great. Are they just being super cautious with him?
Yes, they are. But I watched the first inning, and when he got to Jones, he struck out the first two guys. When he got to Jones, he threw him a fastball away. Then he hung onto the ball a little bit and threw it down and in, and Jones flinched on that and took it. The third one, he threw right around, right just below his letters, right down the middle, and Jones took that, and he complained. He looked at the umpire, and he said, that third one sounded high.
Yeah.
That's what he had electric fastball. If he's got tendonitis, whatever they gave him, I want some of that.
Yeah.
Now, are you concerned at all? This is like a historic run right now.
Yeah, I'm concerned because he goes five, and then whoever's in the bullpen going, don't call my number. I don't want to go in after he strikes out 12.
Right.
I'm going to look like, you know, I'm throwing changeups. But I'll tell you something. He got two outs, bases loaded. He brought in that other reliever, and he threw a 3-2 slider and a gutsy pitch, struck him out, and that changed the complexion of the game, and then we just rock and rolled all the way through. I've never seen him put up runs like they have. I've never seen him run as enthusiastically as they had on the bases. You know, you just, as a Red Sox fan, you just got to be really impressed.
Well, and not only, it seems to me, because watching the games, like these guys are having a good time. They're kind of getting these wins almost effortlessly, but like they're making it look easy.
Yeah, I mean, they get down and they come back. It's an amazing team, and if we go on at this pace, you know, I mean, we're 26-5 in day games. You know, that would be 104-20. It would be like, and then you still have some of the season to play, and then, you know, you're looking at a team that'll win more games than the Mariners did if they keep going at this pace, which is scary to me.
I mean, does it concern you at all going into the playoffs? Can they keep this pace up? Do they need to kind of, like, you know, rein it in a little? What would you think they need to do to get ready for the postseason?
Well, as a Red Sox fan, when the leaves fall to the ground, you start getting depressed. But after Ortiz in 2004 and Manny, we don't get depressed anymore. There's a new sheriff on block, you know, and the sheriff is the Red Sox. So
nice.
I don't worry nearly like I did back in my day.
Good. Okay, good.
Hey, Bill, did you watch Tiger Woods yesterday?
I didn't get to. You know what? I turned on the Golf Channel to see him lip out one putt, and I turned it off. And he got better again, I guess, because I guess here he came in second two weeks in a row.
Yeah.
You know, he has definitely kept the PGA alive, and I hope he keeps going and becomes like Jack Nicklaus and wins a few majors, even though everybody I know says he won't. But this is very encouraging news for Tiger.
You can easily sort of separate the Tiger Woods, the husband and philanderer, from the Tiger Woods, the athlete. You don't, doesn't matter.
You're right. I think Tiger's the greatest guy that ever lived. To have five girlfriends. To have five girlfriends and not let anyone know the other one existed, that's a miracle.
Well, there's a lot of Waffle Houses.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my
All
God.
Right.
Well, thanks.
Thanks, Bill.
I hope you enjoy. Don't let it bother him. That 9-9 across the side of the head, that's long gone.
Yeah. Hey, and he's going to be playing here in the Labor Day tournament at Deutsche Bank. Okay. Or, no, they don't call it that anymore.
That's
now
it's really good.
Whatever they call it now. Yeah, down in Norton at TPC. And that is something to see. Thanks, Billy. We'll catch you next week.